Welcome to another Jew and Gentile podcast. I am your host, Chris Katulka, and with me is none other than the Jewish sage himself, the one, the only, Mr. Steve Herzig. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, but we have two nice ladies.
We are blessed men
right
now.
We are blessed men. We're the thorns between two roses.
That's exactly right. And so we're going to have a great... Actually, it's a special program.
This is special. This is very special.
And so, just a fresh reminder, the Jew and Gentile podcast is a podcast of the FOI Equip, where you can learn the Bible from a Jewish perspective. And I think that's going to matter today.
Big time.
As we talk about what's going on in Israel with our special guests. And so, here we go. Well, Steve, why don't you go ahead? I'm gonna transition our video so that we get all of the people in this conversation together, and I'd like you to go ahead and begin by introducing everybody.
Well, first, from Pittsburgh, the Bergs. I've known the Bergs a long time. Arlene is our Yiddish expert. Been teaching Yiddish for, look, and she disagrees with, it's perfect. Whatever, if I say up, she'll say down. If I say go, she'll say stop.
Right.
Jeff is a marvel, as you've been married for how many years?
Over 40.
Over 40 years. You direct traffic with Jeff. You direct everybody. Mm-hmm. When I visited them, she directed me in Squirrel Hill. Anyway, we're glad to have the Bergs. We're hoping Jeff will come. He's coming back. He's on the road right now, hoping he'll return.
And the Bergs serve with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. That's why we want to highlight that as well.
That is correct. Thanks for helping me out because I get sidetracked all the time.
100%.
So thank you. And then we have Julie Paris. And we are excited about you two are in Steeler land, Pirate land, Penguin land. Pittsburgh land.
You know the teams better than I do.
I know the teams, that's for sure. Well, and you are with, Julie is with Stand With Israel.
No, Stand With Us.
Stand With Us. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, we have Stand With
Us. Yeah, we have Stand With Israel. They have With Us.
That's why I have Chris here to help.
I know.
Stand With Us, which is really Standing With Israel. Yes. Julie, tell us, say a few words to our seven listeners.
So first of all, thank you so much for having me on today. It's really an honor to be here with you today and a pleasure to finally be in person with such a wonderful group as part of FOI. So my role is I am the Stand With Us Mid-Atlantic Regional Director. Stand With Us is a 22-year-old nonpartisan nonprofit organization that fights anti-Semitism and educates about Israel. So we really spend our time trying to educate and empower community members, both Jewish and Christian alike, to talk about Israel, to know the facts, and to share them with the world. So you can find us on social media. You can find us on college campuses and high schools and in communities across the country and across the world.
Well, Chris, wait. That was smooth.
That was very smooth.
She is killing it.
We could probably end the program right now with that.
She is really smooth.
Now, here's the thing is, Julie, you don't realize, but you're bringing us together with our very own staff, because we've wanted to have Jeff and Arlene on for a while because Arlene is our Yiddish expert. And so, but this isn't just a mistake. You two actually know each other. And so maybe you can share about that relationship between the Bergs and Stand With Us.
Who do we want to go first, Arlene or Julie?
Why don't we let Julie go first and then we'll let Arlene go.
So I love the Bergs. Just want to start off by saying that Arlene and Jeff are incredible supporters to the Jewish community in Pittsburgh and the state of Israel. We have been connected for many years, starting with fundraising for Magen David Adom ambulance that was purchased through Friends of Israel. I was a little bit a part of that. And then also I was so fortunate to be at the actual ceremony where the ambulance was at Community Day School just about a year and a half ago. I think that was, Arlene, if that's correct. It was wonderful to be able to see that project start at the beginning and really end with an ambulance. And I was able to share with Arlene a picture of that ambulance that a rabbi from Pittsburgh who made Aliyah, who moved to Israel, found in his hometown of Ashdod.
You're kidding.
In use. Yeah. So it was really amazing.
Did you know that? You knew that, Arlene?
Yes. She emailed it.
Arlene knows everything.
I've also been fortunate enough to attend church events, Nights for Israel, that Arlene and Jeff have organized. And just seeing the pride and the love from Arlene and her congregants coming together, celebrating Israel, you know, whether it was hanging up the balloons, the Israeli flag, seeing blue and white cookies, seeing their Israel Heritage classroom for their Sunday school students. It's just really been a pleasure. And since I started with Stand With Us, Arlene and Jeff have been incredible supporters. Anytime I need anything, They're there, whether it's calls to our city council, our county council, whether it's showing up to events to support Israel. And of course, in particular, since October 7th, they are just champions for our cause. Mm. And they are incredible advocates for our community. So grateful for them.
Okay.
So Arlene, what say you?
I'll tell you, Arlene, that was amazing setup. You better have something great for Julie, you know?
Well, I don't know. We're so blessed to have her in our lives and to be able to work with her. She's such an asset to the Jewish community and Christian community. We're planning an Honor Israel night, and she's going to be a big part of it. She already has been planning with us. It'll probably be in September sometime, and we already told Ty that we want a representative from FOI to come to it. We're not quite sure of the date. It sounds like it'll be September 22nd, but we're not sure.
Arlene, so we have 7 listeners, and maybe one of those listeners is in Pittsburgh right now. Is there a way that they can find out how to go to this Honor Israel night?
Yeah, they'll have to email or text us.
Okay.
And we'll let them know as the plans are being made. It's at our home church in the South Hills.
All right, then this is what we're going to do. I'm not going to give them your phone number, but they can text us at our text line 424-444-1948 if you live in the Pittsburgh area and you want to honor Israel and the Jewish people as a Christian and stand in solidarity with them. You can text me at 424-444-1948. And we'll also be sure to put Jeff's email address and Arlene's email address in the show notes.
The show notes that you know about, but that people my age scroll. What do you mean?
All
scroll?
They have to do is look
Where
down.
Where are
it's
those
right there.
Show notes?
So anyway, we'll be sure to, if you're in the Pittsburgh area and you'd like to support Israel, we'll connect you that way.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, Julie, I want to talk to you. Number one, I'd like to know, you just arrived to the Friends of Israel headquarters. You came here. This is a Christian organization. I'm interested to know your thoughts on, as a Jewish person coming in, supporting Israel, you come into a Christian organization like this. Does it make your head hurt a little bit to think, oh my, what, Christians are supporting Israel? How does that feel as a Jewish person?
It makes my heart feel warm.
Okay.
That's what I would say. Walking in here without even having ever met you before, I already feel like I'm amongst friends. Mm. So I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for your support, particularly since October 7th. You know, over the last several years, and particularly since October 7th, we have seen a rise in anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. Since October 7th, we have seen that percentage go up 388%. We see nearly near daily attacks on Jews in cities across the world. And we have also seen many of our so-called friends be silent.
Mm-hmm.
That is not you. And so your friendship, your partnership, your allyship means more now than ever before. And I'm just so, so grateful to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to meet you. And I look forward to continuing to growing our relationship together and working together on issues of common interest, and in particular on fighting anti-Semitism, supporting the Jewish community, and supporting Israel.
Mm.
Chris, did you pay her?
I mean, I'm telling you, this is amazing.
We gotta keep this one.
I know, this is amazing. You can teach me a lot
of
things.
You can come back to Philadelphia. We need you here. I know the Bergs need you in Pittsburgh, but hey, Philadelphia, we could use you.
Let my husband and kids know I'll be spending a lot more time in Cherry Hill.
100%. I'm interested too. You were talking about the idea of supporting Israel, and there are concerns that the Jewish community has. Can you share some of them, especially after October 7th? What are some of the concerns, especially out of Stand With Us, that you're seeing as you're looking at what's going on? You're hearing the voices. You're connecting with students on college campuses. You're involved in synagogues all over, in churches. What are some of the concerns that you have that you'd like our listeners to know about?
So when October 7th happened, the worst massacre of Jews since the Holocaust, we thought that the world would finally wake up and realize the challenges and the threats that we were facing. We also thought that people would see the threat that Hamas and other terrorist groups in the Middle East pose, not just to Jews living in Israel, but also to our freedoms and those of us living in the Western world and those values that we hold so dear. While we did see people sympathize and stand with us right afterwards, once Israel started defending itself And while terrorists were still inside Gaza, we saw people denying the atrocities of October 7th. Mm. We saw victim blaming. We heard false narratives about terrorists being freedom fighters. We saw many friends who Jews championed causes with over the years, particularly in progressive circles, turn their backs on the Jewish community and demonize Israel. We saw major organizations using the parachute, which is what Hamas terrorists used when they landed in a music festival designed for peace and massacred, raped, kidnapped, and tortured hundreds and thousands of people. And so I think for those of us that saw this hypocrisy and this sort of justification for terror, we say, me too, unless you're a Jew. Mm-hmm. And so I think for many of us, it's been a wake-up call. We have seen a dramatic rise, particularly on college campuses, of Jewish, Zionist, and Israeli students being attacked for their identity, whether it's attempting to enter a Jewish institution, whether it's going to hear an Israeli speaker, or really just being forced to renounce this huge piece of their identity, which is the state of Israel, the connection of the Jewish people to the state of Israel, to renounce that identity in order to fit in these social justice circles. And so I think what we're seeing is really the dramatic rise of anti-Semitism on the far left, the dramatic rise of anti-Semitism on the far right, which comes from a neo-Nazi ideology and an isolationist ideology. And I think we're really at a boiler point. Mm. We're at a point where people are questioning whether or not they're safe to walk around with kippahs. We're being forced to question whether we should tell our children to put their Jewish stars inside their shirts. And it's a time where we need unity. We need to come together to combat this narrative. Anti-Israel activists and anti-Semites are using these platforms as a chance to justify what they describe as a free Palestine from the river to the sea. And that is specifically a genocidal call for the ethnic cleansing of Jews from the land of Israel. And we should not be siding with terrorists. Mm-hmm. I think that's very, very clear. Israel, which represents less than 1% of the total landmass of the Middle East, is comprised of 80% Jewish population with about 7 million Jews and 20% mostly Arab Muslim population that enjoys full rights, full equality, and is fully integrated into Israeli society, deserves the right to live in peace and harmony with its neighbors. Mm. And so I think what we're seeing is really justification for terror, and how that has impacted Jewish students and Jewish community members is through fear and anti-Semitism. And so I think that's what we're seeing, and that's why our friendship today is more important. I appreciate this opportunity to talk about that. Mm,
that's amazing. You know, I am interested in your thoughts about, you know, we've talked about this on the podcast, but a few months ago, three college university presidents sat before a congressional panel, and they could not simply say, yes, calling for the destruction of Israel and the killing of Jewish people is runs against
it. It all depends.
It's
Chris.
Context. It depends. Context.
Yes. Genocide is it could be part of our policy. It just depends.
Yeah, I'm interested. Steve and I had our opinions. I'm sure the Bergs had their opinions. But
and look who blew in.
I know. He just came right in here. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Awesome. I look like Gorbachev.
You do look a little like him.
Well, I just want to hear, before we get to Jeff and introduce Jeff, I want to hear, what were your thoughts, especially with Stand With Us, when you heard those college university presidents, major universities, Harvard, MIT, University of Pennsylvania. And they couldn't just simply condemn anti-Semitism. They had to put it in a context. What were some of the thoughts that were coming out of Stand With Us?
I would say the first word is a shame. Mm-hmm. In Yiddish, we would say it's a shanda. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really disgraceful to see them be able to say that there's some sort of context for calling for genocide. And it goes back to this double standard of Jews do not receive the same kind of support as other underrepresented minorities. And while Jews remain the victims of over 60% of all hate crimes, despite being just 2.4% of the American population, somehow those attacks on us are not viewed equally as they might be for other marginalized groups.
Mm-hmm.
And all we want is a seat at the table. We want to be able to live freely. We want to be able to live free of discrimination, free of hate, and not be forced to choose what kind of identity we want to represent.
Mm.
And so I think what we need today are brave leaders, whether that's university presidents or other representatives who really lead our communities, to stand up and be able to very clearly say what is right and wrong. And there is a right and wrong, and this is a moral issue. And if they can't call out anti-Semitism, and they can't somehow offer protection to Jewish students on their campuses just as they would any other minority group, shame on them.
Yeah, I watched a Columbia professor from Israel. Do you know who I'm talking about? He was on Twitter or X. And
Shai Davide?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he just spoke at our conference.
Did he?
Over the weekend, yeah.
Just he had an amazing video that he posted many months ago where he said, do not send your kids to Columbia. I can't promise that the president will protect them, because Jewish kids don't feel safe and they're not doing anything about it. Just a 10-minute amazing speech in front of students. And so yeah, it's a problem, because I really think a lot of this anti-Semitism that we're seeing is brewing. It's brewing in the universities and on college campuses. And that's why it's really important with what Stand With Us is doing, because it's trying to reverse the narrative that's being taught in a lot of these college campuses.
And I think it's important to note that this didn't start on October 7th. In the early 2000s, there was a documentary called Columbia Unbecoming that was specifically addressing anti-Zionist propaganda on Columbia's campus. And back then, many people dismissed it and said, well, that's just one school. And now today, over 20 years later, we see that it's a rampant ideology mm-hmm. that has infected our college campuses. And it makes it more difficult, because we see it might not just be those college presidents. It's happening in the classrooms in real time. So we see professors who are spouting anti-Semitic ideology. We see professors who are encouraging students to attend anti-Israel, Palestine rallies on campus in place of going to class. And it is our role and our responsibility as an organization that fights anti-Semitism to protect Jewish students. And we do that through our legal arm. We do that through Title VI lawsuits, where students can come forward and where their civil rights have been violated. We will help them and we will support them, and we will work with the Office of Civil Rights to go after those universities that are failing to protect our students. So this is not new from October 7th.
Mm.
This is decades in the making. And, you know, for people that maybe didn't know before, this is something that we at Stand With Us, it's one of the reasons that we were founded.
Mm. You know,
we were founded because of the rise of anti-Zionism on college campuses.
Mm.
You know, Chris, we talked about that in Israel, My Glory magazine 10 years ago, actually going on 11 years ago. I interviewed a college student from Berkeley, Jewish student, and ran an article. I ran the interview and the situation that was going on in Berkeley, how just going to their orientation, there was anti-Semitic from the Jews, the Palestine group. And the father, if you remember, we mm-hmm. talked about it, the father said to his son, oh, I'm going to talk to them. They're not being kind. They're not being kind to the Jewish people. And he walked over there and he said, what's this language of hate? And they almost bodily hurt him.
Yeah.
And that affected the student, who then became and actually founded a pro-Israel group on Berkeley campus, which was amazing. And so it goes back further than 10 years, but we've addressed it through the years. So we're working with Stand With Us. We're on the same page, which is a very comforting thing.
And I know that one of the
things— Wait a minute, we got a hand raised over here.
Well, I wanted to, before you speak, Jeff, I just want to highlight something from the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle. Oh. The Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle. And I want to highlight this because I think this taps into why Julie is here. And her appreciation for the Friends of Israel, she already had one because of what the Bergs have been doing for many years in showing.
Put it in the show notes.
I will put it in the show notes, showing love and support. But I want you to know that the Pittsburgh Jewish Chronicle considered Jeff and Arlene Berg volunteers in the Jewish community of the year. And it says this: Arlene and Jeff Berg are an invaluable dynamic duo of the JAA's Svitz Hospital and Palliative Care and Ahava Memory Care Center of Excellence. Dedicated JAA volunteers for over a decade, the Bergs approach everything they do with the utmost compassion and kindness. Whether they're leading activities for residents, assisting with religious services, holding hands and singing with patients, or even teaching Yiddish classes. Yes.
Way to go, Arlene.
The Bergs are happy to help wherever it's needed most. The Bergs' love for the JAA and the Jewish community as a whole is evident, and we are honored to recognize them for their generosity. Jeff and Arlene, it's great to have you on here. And Jeff, you made it. Hello. And you were going to say something, so take it away, my friend.
Oh, what Steve said, it was so awesome. We had, Ezekiel Kaplan? Ezekiel Kaplan speak at our Honor Israel night around that time. And I think it was through our Honor Israel night that you got his name.
That's correct. Yeah. I worked with the Bergs in Pittsburgh. I love that line.
That is a good one. It is a good one. Julie, what is next for you with Stand With Us? Where do you see Stand With Us going, especially post October 7th? Has it changed anything for Stand With Us?
So Stand With Us was built for this. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we were created to do. We had hoped and prayed and done everything in our power to try to ensure it didn't come to this. But we have been building a movement since 2001, and we continue to build that movement today. That movement is involving engaging Jewish leaders, Christian leaders, and any friends of ours who are willing to stand with us, to train them, to educate them, to build a movement together, to unite in the face of hate, to educate others who are open to learning, and to make sure that we are standing up for ourselves and standing with Israel. Mm-hmm. And so I think our goals are to continue on the trajectory of supporting Jewish students on campus, in high schools, in the K-12 space, working with community members, fighting back against anti-Israel legislation, whether it's biased ceasefire resolutions in city councils, school boards, or county councils, whether it's building the next generation of Jewish and Christian leaders through educational opportunities, bringing speakers to communities, bringing survivors to communities from October 7th. Our goals are to build a movement, and we want everyone to be a part of it. So everyone is welcome to be a part of it. Anyone who believes in Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state is invited to join us and combat this extremism, this hate, and this anti-Semitism that we're seeing all too often. And I can say, you know, the biggest problem that we face is not just hate, but it's indifference. Mm-hmm. It's when good people do nothing. Mm-hmm. So we need everyone to be with us. We need everyone to stand with us right now more than ever.
That's great. You know, I like what you said when you were just talking about that and thinking that we have to speak up. And this is a great opportunity for our listeners to speak up. I'd like you to share ways that they can connect with Stand With Us, because you not only, this isn't just a Jewish organization, you have a Christian, a lot of Christians who partner with Stand With Us. Can you share about ways that they can get involved and maybe ways they can get in contact with the organization?
Absolutely. So you can go to www.standwithus.com. There you'll find all of our resources. We have a situation room that tells all of the facts about the current situation on the ground in Israel, combating false narratives, whether it's talking about settler colonialism, genocide, ethnic cleansing, intentional bombing of Palestinians. These lies permeate in our community, and we cannot allow them to do that. So your listeners can go to our website. They can check out our fact sheet. They can check out our pamphlets. We are the number one producer in the Jewish world of pamphlets, educating about any topic you could imagine. So whether it's answering the most difficult questions, Israel's timeline, combating anti-Semitism on the far right, on the far left, we probably have a pamphlet about it. So please visit our website. You can also subscribe to our newsletter by going to that website. You'll see us subscribe on that page, and you'll be able to get weekly updates from us. We do webinars We talk about our latest legal actions that we're taking. We talk about highlights of our campus work, our high school work, our Holocaust Education Center, just a variety of ways that people can get involved. And through that newsletter, you can also find out ways that you can engage and you can be involved. If you're in the Mid-Atlantic region, I'm your regional director. You can reach out to me anytime. Feel free to put in the notes my contact information, and we can make sure
we'll do that. That
our readers are most up to date on what our activities are. Tonight, for example, we have a program happening with two heroes from October 7th. They'll be speaking at a local synagogue, and we do many, many programs like that. And we can bring these kinds of programs to your churches, to your community centers, if this is something that your readers
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Amazing. You know, Julie, this is my spirit animal behind me. I don't know if you see him.
I do.
Theodore Herzl. Yeah. In fact, one of our listeners made me a apron for cooking with Theodore Herzl.
Love
beard,
it.
Which is with his whole face, which is amazing. But Theodore Herzl really saw what was going on. In his time, he saw the fact that Europe, the Jewish people in Europe, were facing increased anti-Semitism, and instead of trying to assimilate into the culture, he said, "We need our own homeland so we can defend ourselves." And he went on a mission. And the thing I love about the way God worked in this is that there was a Christian that came alongside him named William Heckler. And William Heckler actually came alongside and said, "I want you to know something." He was a Anglican chaplain. And he said, "I want you to know something. I'm 100% behind you." William Heckler said this.
He read his book,
Der Judenstaat. And William Heckler said to Herzl, I think at his front door, he went and knocked on his door. He said, "You're not just on a mission to bring Jewish people back to the land." He said, "This is a biblical mission. And I'm on your side. And I want you to know, as Christians who are standing here with you, we believe you're on a biblical mission, and we stand beside you, and we 100% support everything you're doing. And we want to hold your hand in the process as well." So thank you so much for being on the podcast and taking your time to do this. It's amazing. And that's why we're going to turn actually now to the Yiddish word of the day. And actually, here's the nice thing about the Yiddish word of the day, okay? Is we have our Yiddish expert here, okay?
And we have a Hebrew expert.
And we have a Hebrew expert.
Yeah.
So let's go with Yiddish first.
Yeah.
Arlene, let us have it.
I thought of Farbringen. We're having a nice big meet of Farbringen. Von Simchas.
Say it a little slower for our Gentile friends.
Farbringen.
Farbringen.
Farbringen. That means to bring together. Farbringen von Simchas. Farbringen, a meeting of joy.
I love it.
Simcha. You know, the first time I heard that word was in 770 Eastern Parkway at the Chabad headquarters, where they would have the big Farbringens when Rabbi Schneerson would speak. That was a big gathering of joy as they would listen to him teach. So I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a great word. We've never used that word.
That's right. And now we need the Hebrew word. So, Julie.
So we're here together for a mifgash l'simcha.
Okay, wait.
A little slower.
Mifgash.
Mifgash.
L'simcha.
Simcha.
L'simcha.
Yeah. So it's a meeting for joy.
A meeting for joy.
All right. Wait, Chris. Before we, I know we got the music in the background, but I'd like to pray, because this is a special meeting, special friends, special coworkers.
100%.
On this special Jew and Gentile podcast, let's just close with a word of prayer.
Yep.
Our Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. There is no God like you.
Mm.
The bigger the problem, the more you shine. You get the glory. So, Lord, we again come to you as we have since October 7th and pray for the hostages that are still being kept. We come to you and pray for the soldiers. We understand now that the reservists are home, but it's the young, the very young soldiers still there, fighting, watching, helping, wherever they can. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless them and protect them, be with their families. Lord, we pray for the families of the hostages who don't know what's happening, and we pray for them. And Lord, we're thankful that we can come together with Stand With Us and Friends of Israel, because all of us are friends of Israel. We thank you for our 7 listeners and any bonus people that might be listening now, and ask, Lord, that the Spirit of God would use them in support for Israel. Thank you for this special time that Jew and Gentile could be together in the name of our Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Hey, thank you so much for being a part of the Jew and Gentile podcast. Hey, just a fresh reminder, be sure to go to foiequip.org, and there you can register for all of our upcoming classes. Hey, Steve and I have a Passover coming up. You can do a Passover with the Jew and Gentile by going to foiequip.org. There you can register. Hey, thanks so much for being a part of the program. Thank you, Julie, for being with us.
Thank you for having me, and please follow Stan with us on social media.
All right, we'll see y'all soon. Thanks a lot.